Hey there, She's Mark podcast family. I've got something special for all the gatekeepers and nurturers out there who love filling their homes with faith and rest. I'd like to introduce you to the Marked Store, your go-to destination for soul-strengthening, Christ-centered gifts and goods for the godly woman, her home, and her littles. Listen, ladies, home is where the rest is. And my desire is to help you in creating homes that are set apart where the Spirit of God dwells and healing and equipping abide. So whether you're searching for the perfect touch to cozy up your spaces or a way to naturally incorporate rich scripture and faith to the flow of your everyday life, the Marked Store has you covered. And let's not forget our precious littles. The Marked Store has an adorable collection of infant onesies and bibs. Here is the best part. My listeners get an exclusive discount. Use the code MarkedHome15 at checkout for 15% off your purchase, and Marked is spelled M-R-K-D. So go ahead, head over to the Marked Store today at www.markedstore.com, that's M-R-K-D store, and start filling your life with faith, love, and rest. You may estimate your past year and think, I didn't accomplish any major notable goal. All I did was homeschool my kids. All I am is a worker. All I did was serve at my church. All I did was tend my home. All I did was battle illness. All I did was never noticed or appreciated or remembered. My sister, God remembers. Your presence and role and obedience in showing up to the quote unquote simple, less glamorous things, were you showing up to your assignment? Do you feel like you're sinking in disappointment and emotional pain? Do you want God's peace even in the midst of storms? Do you long to be a woman who walks in obedience and lives a life that is set apart? And lastly, are you ready to live a life that unapologetically reflects authentic holiness? Welcome to the She's Marked podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, a writer, speaker, and certified biblical counselor. I've gained wisdom and learned some pretty hard lessons through suffering and how it can be a powerful vehicle for transformation. We face a constant temptation to throw in the towel and cave to the turbulence and the pressures of suffering and pain. My heart is to help you shift your eyes from the crash and onto the cross and to recalibrate in your faith and holiness. Join me as we press toward unpacking the heavy luggage of our heart in pursuit of a life that is built on the practical foundation of God's truth. To be marked means to be set apart, distinguished, unmistakable, and evident. The marked woman may be struck down, but she is not destroyed. She rises and recognizes that there is purpose in pain, and that she is a vessel poured out for God's use and perfected in His purpose. This woman is picking up her cross, knowing that the cost may involve suffering, but hidden within the tapestry of her suffering are woven threads of intimacy, trust, preparation, and maturity. You're listening to the She's Marked podcast. Healing happens here. Welcome to day 3 of the 5 and 5. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, the 5 and 5 is 5 episodes in just 5 days. And it is something that I started last year in 2023 in the month of January to help you start off your new year in power. And so today is day 3 of the 5 and 5. And this is episode 41, Not For Nothing. That almost sounds like improper English, right? That's technically improper, but this improper phrase means so much. And I pray that by the end of today's episode, it will supercharge you in your purpose. The Free Dictionary defines the term not for nothing as for a specific or worthy reason. And I just love that because a term that seems just so grammatically incorrect and a term that seems so negative and so lacking is indeed the opposite. And so if you listen to episode 40 from yesterday, the three key ingredients that you need in order to be unwavering in your faith, we talked about our minds being sober. And so when you have one of the things that I also believe, when you have a sober mind, you're really able to discern. You're able to discern things that are not so otherwise clearly detected. And so for the believer, when you hear this, not for nothing, and then you read the definition of it being for a specific or worthy reason, you see the beauty within that which is not otherwise easily detectable. Each avenue that we have taken in years past and that we will take in this new year are for a specific or worthy reason. And today I'm really talking to those of you who are weary, those of you who feel like your labor is in vain, those of you who have not yet seen the harvest, those of you who have been doing well, you have been doing good, but it doesn't seem like any good is coming to you. If we apply the three ingredients from episode 40, which were mind sober, heart soft, feet planted, especially feet planted, then we know that our feet are not only planted, but our steps are ordered. Thus, we can rest assured that our doings and our experiences are not for nothing. Each chapter of our lives, yes, even the trials, serve a worthy purpose. All the mundane serving is for a worthy reason. And perhaps when you have felt the lowest or even the least seen by God, a transformation has taken place deep within your soul that you may not be aware of. There isn't a second wasted with God. So do not grow weary in well-doing despite the outcomes. Think of the verse in Galatians 6:9 that says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Ladies, I want to urge you for this new year, do not give up in doing well. You may ask, well, how do I know that what I'm doing is good? How do I know that what I'm doing is God's purpose? Go back to episode 40. I know I've referenced that episode. It was a very rich episode. If you pray over that episode and ask God to open your eyes so that you can even receive what wasn't explicitly said. But in episode 40, I talked about blessing and favor and how sometimes just because we're experiencing increase does not mean that it's blessed or favored by God. And so I asked the question, how will I know if it's favor from God? I suggested the following four pointers that I believe will guide you in the right direction. 1, the spirit of sincerity and truth. 2, the question that you can ask or the statement that you can make that Jesus made in his prayer to God, not my will, but your will be done. So is this God's will as opposed to my own will? 3, what does your intimate life with God look like? If in all of your well-doing or what you believe is your well-doing, how has your intimacy with God been impacted? Are you going deeper into intimacy with God? Are you having less intimacy with the Lord in your prayer life, in your fasting, in your time spent in the Word? And lastly, are you being drawn closer to the Lord or are you drifting in your heart? The ponderings of your heart, the imaginations of your mind, the words of your mouth, your motives, your whys. These are all great pointers for determining, is what I'm doing well? Is this well doing? Now, you may grow weary when you're not doing the will of God. You may grow weary if what you're doing is not well doing according to what God desires for you. But if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he has called you to something and you know because, again, those four pointers, it's his will, not yours. You're growing closer to him. You're operating in a spirit of sincerity and truth. You're drifting toward him. then I want to encourage you to stay the course. One day it will be revealed that the things that seemed tedious, unnoticed, or even painful were not for nothing. The way in which you measure yourself is not God's measuring standard. God sees the beginning from the end, and He knows the total concept. We only know in part. Therefore, when we're in His will and walking after His ways, we can rest assured that each component of our lives are useful for our development, our servitude, and our eternity. So don't abort the mission. Don't step off right before you get to your place. Don't jump off at the 11th hour. You may not realize that you're at the 11th hour. You may feel like you're at the first hour, when in reality, you're at the 11th hour. It's 11:59. You're almost there. You're almost at the next day. You're almost at midnight. It's almost done. Don't step off the train. Don't end prematurely. Don't become discouraged and give up. Don't rack your brain trying to constantly see the big picture or fighting for things to make sense. That can lead to us being resistant, doubtful, hesitant, timid. Instead, I want you to get into the practice of asking God to give you wisdom to carry out what it is that He has called you to. God, I've been doing this thing. God, I'm so exhausted from this. God, these kids, they're not listening. They're acting out. My spouse is acting out. My congregation is acting out. My workers, my colleagues, my employees, they're acting out. This enemy of mine, as much as I've tried to make peace and forgive and reconcile because it's a critical relationship, they're still acting out. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. If I feel that you, if I know that you have called me to this thing, give me wisdom on how to do it, how to get through it, and how to allow it to mold me in the process. Don't get stuck on the outcome, because you will miss the process. You will miss the marinating in the wait. Resist the pride that would even lead you to believe that you know all there is to know in a particular field or area of life. Once you go that route, you close off God's flow and His power in your life. You become the one that is praiseworthy. All the while, you are really actually lacking in wisdom. Don't ever feel that you have arrived in your well-doing. There is always room to grow, and there are always things that you don't know. Wisdom recognizes that the only source is God, and that we are in desperate need of Him every second. You may estimate your past year and think, I didn't accomplish any major notable goal. All I did was homeschool my kids. All I am is a worker. All I did was serve at my church. All I did was tend my home. All I did was battle illness. All I did was never noticed or appreciated or remembered. My sister, God remembers. Your presence and role and obedience in showing up to the quote unquote simple, less glamorous things, were you showing up to your assignment? It was you demonstrating the fruits of faithfulness, consistency, and servitude. You filled a void in someone else's life. You completing that task contributed to the task getting done, period. You were trained in humility and in reality and in patient endurance. You being steadfast in your prayer, even if it appeared that God didn't hear or answer that prayer, whatever those prayers were, it increased your sincerity. It increased your discipline to pray, not for what God's hand can do, but because He is your hiding place, filling your heart with songs of deliverance. Now you'll pray because it's what you do. Now you'll pray because it's where you hear God and it's where you find refuge. It kept you, is what you didn't realize. It drew you closer. It taught you to pray desperately, passionately, fervently. It sobered you into realizing that not all prayers will be answered, and still, God is worthy. And this is for my sisters who felt that even in their praying for something or for someone, maybe over a situation, maybe over a wayward child, maybe over a broken marriage, you may feel, God, I prayed and this thing is still spiraling out of control. Well, yeah, that might be the case, but there is something that has happened. There's something that is happening in you. And you may not know it right now, but God hears those prayers and it's an appointed time. So you may not see the answer. Things may still remain the way they are, but it was noted in God's book. It was logged in his documents. You know, I find myself in a very weird time of my life. You know, last year was wild. I won't even talk about what last year was like for me, but it definitely had its lows. But in the same right, there were some unusual highs, if you will. And so a lot of the highs that took place were in regard to the marketplace for me. I started doing a lot of in-person vendor fairs and events for the Marked store and really getting the word of the store out there and meeting a lot of wonderful people in the process. And so my life kind of toward the end of last year got a little busy, like, you know, nonstop. And in the midst of this, I'm a homeschooling mom, as many of you know. If you're not new to the She's Marked podcast, you know that I have three beautiful little girls and I've been homeschooling for several years now. And so one new thing that we decided to do this year was to join a homeschool co-op. And as I say, as God would have it, what I anticipated being kind of just a sporadic volunteering situation for myself, because if you don't know what a homeschool co-op is, it's where homeschool parents get together, and as opposed to homeschooling their children at home, they come together and each of them capitalize on their skills and we teach each other's children. So it's nice because, you know, they carry some of the load with you. So ideally, there is a requirement that you have to obviously volunteer some of your time each week. And so while what I had imagined to be me volunteering just a few hours of my busy time, as I mentioned, things were taking off in my particular marketplace, I was asked to volunteer a little bit more, to have a main role as the lead coach with a group of children. And so, of course, what that would mean is that as opposed to me, you know, showing up maybe one day a week to volunteer my time, I'm there every day. Of course, my schedule is still tweaked in such a way that I have my free time by God's grace to do all that I need to do. But it has turned into a more prominent role with the children. And I had my moments where I was like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. You know, I feel like I might be imbalanced here. But as I have moved forward in obedience and to help for the greater good, that doing well, I am beginning to see, not just in the homeschool co-op, but in other things, other opportunities and doors that have opened for me, I'm seeing that this is one of the ways that God wants me to serve children. Something that has also been a part of my professional background. I used to be an administrator in early childhood education, and at one point I owned my own operation, my own nursery school and preschool. And so God is softening my heart because of the need for children. And I'm finding a joy in it, although it can be wearisome. You know, if you work with children, you know. But I'm realizing that it's beyond me. It's beyond all the things that I personally want to do for me, but it's serving. And so I have to constantly remind myself, not just in the role with the homeschool co-op, but even as a homeschool mother, don't grow weary in well doing. Don't grow weary. At the appointed time, you will reap a reward. At the appointed time, you will reap a harvest. And so I share that with you all as an example of how this is panning out in my own life. Each part of your life is a critical component. So show up and show up well, show up fully, and ask God for his divine wisdom to do the things that he has proportioned a measure of faith for you to do. Ladies, until next time.
Dear listener, your support means everything, and without your listenership, there would be no show. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to leave a review. I'd love to know the impact of the show in your personal life, and I'd love to increase the chances of other women discovering and being transformed through this podcast. In the meantime, let's stay connected. Visit www.shesmark.com for more episodes, services, collaboration info, to shop the Marked store, or to make donations. In closing, 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, "Therefore, come out from their midst and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you." The woman marked by God bears his seal, belongs to him, and is protected by him. She is a partaker in the divine nature of Christ, and therefore she is free.